Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, it is Dom time. I can't tell you how long we've been trying to get Enes Kanter Freedom on the show, and he's got a brand new book out, and I have an excerpt from the book in front of me in which he said, there's only one country that could have inspired me to do all this, all the activism. The United States of America. As a child, I viewed the U.S. as a source of evil. But after meeting her people, remember, he's being raised in Turkey, and he's being raised under that environment, sharing her blessings and reflecting on her ideals, I realized I was born to be an American. He'll be here at 12:30. And if you remember the story there, yeah, the Turkish dictator and all that, that was one problem. But then when he took on the Chinese, all hell broke loose. That's when they went after him. Rocket scientists, LeBron James, among others, okay? So he'll be here at 12:30. Big issues, big guests. But we got a lot of other things that are out there. We're hoping to get on the film reviewer Christian Toto, who usually we can get on. I'm looking at a story today, and I didn't know it was released here over the weekend. And we'll get to Henry's review. He liked it. I see this film. Now, they didn't time it to do this, but I'm kind of in agreement based upon the material, as they explain it, that this film, one battle after another with DiCaprio, is going to inspire potentially more left-wing violence. It involves a lot of random bombings. It involves fighting back against figures that are very Trumpian. The government taken over by white supremacist nationalists got to bomb them out of existence. And that's dropping right now and causing a stir. And, you know, the Hollywood Reporter is not far right or anything. They say conservatives take aim at one battle after another. Year's most irresponsible movie, some are calling it. Film critic John Dimitri, who I vaguely have heard of, he writes this. He called out to the sleeper cells of film reviewers who joined the media mob praising one battle after another, and his ire could have gone further. This is the politicization of Hollywood. This is pushing back again on President Trump. So we'll hear Henry, but hopefully we get Christian Toto on. And we have a lot more on Zach Bryan. I'm going to play you Christy Noem. Our buddy Chris Tremagli wrote a piece today at the Washington Examiner Well, Mr. Brian considered when he talks about ICE busting down your door, how much crime, how much violence with the criminal illegal aliens here do you have to face before there's some acknowledgement of that? A Lake and Riley song, a Rachel Morin song, and thousands of others. But he did the usual defense, as this blew up yesterday, and he basically said, well, you'll have to see the whole continent. Oh, stop it, buddy. You know, who writes this stuff for you? You were proud of it with Springsteen to go down Broadway. And even more than talking about ICE, you know what gets me? The cursing and the attacks on cops. I always go there first. I don't know about you. That's where I go. I sniff it out. I see it. Yeah. ICE busting down your door. Attacking the cops. So that is causing quite a stir. And there were a couple more things that were said about it, or that he has said about this, that you have to look. There's no explanation other than he wanted to write this. We have the dude from Big Lebowski, Jeff Daniels, who usually doesn't talk. We don't have him?
No, Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges. Yeah, why am I saying Dan? Yeah, Jeff Daniels on my mind. Yeah, Bridges. Here's Jeff Bridges, right? What the hell does he know about this? But that doesn't stop him. He's learning how to do iPhone 17 or something like that. He's sitting there eating breakfast. I heard him on the way over eating lunch. He's in a bathrobe. He knows about ICE. Here's Jeff Bridges, cut 13.
Are in such a troubled time, I think is a good way to say it. People are getting crazier every
Jimmy
day.
Kimmel?
And I wonder if you perhaps could summon the dude to share some words of wisdom tonight. Is that possible?
The people need the dude. I can be the dude, yeah.
Do you okay in this chair or?
Well, wherever you like,
okay,
man.
Well, I happen to have a pair of sunglasses if you want those.
Oh.
And I have a cardigan sweater.
Oh, well,
that's not bad, right?
You got a Caucasian man?
A white Russian?
Yeah.
No, but Guillermo does. Guillermo, you got a white Russian?
Yeah.
Thank you, Guillermo. All right. All right. There we go. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see now. I just look the world in the eye, right? I'm talking to the world now.
Yeah, you don't need sunglasses. Yeah.
Hey, world. Yeah, the dude here. So, can we just all calm the f*** down? I mean, come on. I'm talking about, you know, all the wars, the fighting, the canceling. I mean, let's just chill out, man. Come on, tone it down. You know, we're like at what, a 9? We ought to be at 0, you know, or 0.5 at max, right, Guillermo?
You're right, mister. The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, gracias, amigo. Yeah, and it's just call me dude. Yeah.
Okay, dude.
Yeah, ICE. Let's get ICE off our streets and into our beverages.
It took a long time for that, but there we go. The ICE, they're all, you know, ICE busting down your door. All right. Here is Christy Noem breaking down the stylings that we talked about yesterday of Mr. Bryant. Who I have a little bit more here of what he said, why he wrote what he did. It's kind of a call to arms about America fading here for both left and right. Here's what Christy Noem said in rebuttal to the ICE stuff.
Here you have a convicted pedophile here, a couple of criminals here. These are bad hombres, as the president would say. Yet you have major cultural icons, big-time country music superstar.
Yeah.
His name's Zach Bryan.
Yeah.
He probably has tens of millions of Trump supporters in his audience, and he just released an anti-ICE song. I want to get your response to that, especially given what we've seen today.
You know, I heard that and listened to a little bit of it and extremely disappointed and disheartened, and actually I hope he understands how completely disrespectful that song is, not just to law enforcement, but to this country, to every single individual that has ever stood up and fought for our freedoms. He just compromised it all by putting out a product such as that, that attacks individuals who are just trying to make our streets safe. So, Zach, I didn't listen to your music. I'm happy about that today. Today that makes me very happy that I never once gave you a single penny to enrich your lifestyle, if you truly believe what that song stands for. But I am going to go out and probably download some Jason Aldean songs, John Rich songs,
Kid
John
Rock,
Hardy, Kid Rock, any of those guys. Those guys know what it means to stand up for freedom. So I'm glad I didn't waste any money on that.
Follow-up, Secretary Zach Bryan.
All right. And meanwhile, Eric Dickerson weighs in. And I always thought of him as relatively mediocre. I mean, I know he's the record holder and all that. I never saw him as Jim Brown, who's the greatest football player ever, without a doubt. See Ray Dittinger, he'll tell you that, and I agree. But Dickerson went after Bad Bunny, wanted to know where he's from, and he ought to go back there. And he said, this is the NFL, the politics they play. They sometimes played it on me. So this is a free fire zone. Meanwhile, Delaware Valley Journal, and they have every right to do it, but this is the bottom line on this political violence and just the seething part of it. Over in Haverford, a leafy suburb, or is it Haverford Township, Delaware Valley Journal writes about the fact that the entire neighborhood is populated as we head toward an election. Here's the headline, Sign of the Times. In Haverford, the signs say, Resist. Resist signs are sprouting up all over Haverford Township. A resident who contacted Delaware Valley Journal to express his dismay about the unneighborly signs asked that his name not be published out of concern over backlash. He's especially concerned because of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, saying the resist language feels more like a call to act aggressively. Well, you know, you could argue we're not brittle, we're not made out of, you know, we're not going to them putting up resist signs. But it is very interesting. How many of these people that put up resist signs are the same people that have no home for hate, and they believe in science and civility and all that? Are resist signs, as this guy said, unneighborly? In other words, they're not just opposing Trump and the policies and whoever's running in Delaware County and the Republican Party. They're saying resist. They're walking around with berets like they're the French resistance. That's what they're saying. That's a little bit, they have every right to do it. But again, the suburbs. Again, this mentality that's out there. By the way, if you're anywhere near, I was running a little bit late today. On my way home, I'm going to check. A few people sent me photos of the post office that's at kind of the intersection of Midvale and Ridge Avenue. It's a little bit down. And the flag at the top appears to be upside down, the international distress signal. If that is a post office flag, and I find out that it is, all right, we're going to go on a massive investigation here. So if you happen to be over there, anywhere near there, Roxborough, there's gas stations there. There's a Mexican food place on one corner, I think. Midvale and Ridge Avenue. Is the flag flying upside down, turned upside down? If they would dare do that with a post office. I mean, anything's possible in Philadelphia. I know, Dom, at least it's not the Chinese flag. For now. I don't know. Flying the flag upside down is more offensive to me even than the Chinese flag. Because we know exactly what they're saying. You know exactly where they're going if that's the case. All right, Henry is scrutinizing pictures. Would they put up photos? Yeah. It certainly looks that way to me. So Kirk's at the controls today. You can let him know if you're going by there, if that's the case. I plan to go by on the way home, but several people sent it to me. I don't know if it's taken down now, put back the other way, but this is the type of seething that's going on out there. One more thing on that Virginia Attorney General. Now we have reports, in addition to admitting to reckless driving, he was going 116 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. Then he was supposed to complete his community service with a non-political, charitable nonprofit. He completed it with his own pack. This guy, 116 miles an hour. My God, in a 60-mile-an-hour zone? This guy's a menace. He truly, truly is a menace. But he also, reports are today, said that the more cops that get shot, the less they'll shoot civilians, because then they'll understand. You see, but this guy's got a constant violence. We're going to teach you conservatives a lesson. We're going to kill your babies in the mother's arms. Then you'll learn. Then you'll learn how mean those policies were. Now, this time, and the Virginia statewide FOP have gone after him. They're one of the major groups in Virginia saying, no, this guy's got to resign right now. Wow. An all-star Democrat, and not one Democrat nationally, at least, has said, this guy's got to go. They're not going to say it. They're going to try to tough it out to the election. All right, let me give you the side today. The rally on Friday is reaching a level now. I can't say what I know. Just to say the coverage is going to be unbelievable. Okay, I'll say that. We'll have Matt Rooney on tomorrow. I don't know if he can say then at that point or not as we prepare for it. So there are going to be a lot of speakers. And I saw this article yesterday. Scientists, very scientific method. They have divined a method of saying what is the catchiest song, a song that you have to hum, you have to move to of all time. And they had the top 10. The number one was We Are the Champions. And I can see that. You've heard it enough. You got to hear it a million times. YMCA. Absolutely. There we go. It's here. Yeah. It's a buildup, too. And the tension of the buildup that gets you. So I could buy the science on that. We want to know a song you would have if you were speaking at this big event on Friday, your walk-up song, so to speak. Think of the crowd. Think of the boardwalk. Think of, everything imaginable there. Should I say Bruce Springsteen sucks is the opening words?
Oh, gosh.
That has nothing to do with anything, but gravy. Good night, everybody.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, mine would be, even though it's not catchy, I just get more energy because I was at an event when this was played, when a woman, it was a Mannion event, jumped up and said she would stand with you. And that's Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. And we've had Lee Greenwood on the show three or four times. And every time you get chills. That song, that's why they play it at the beginning of a lot of rallies, Trump rallies. As long as they say on Friday, I tell the MC, it's Dom time. That's all they have to say. They don't have to do, imagine walk-up music. There's 20 speakers and a closing music.
So, just to be clear, you wouldn't use your own like walk-up music that we have for the radio show?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We get the Who in here?
Yeah, okay. I could do that as long as the guy says
just use your own intro
and
already.
No, ladies and gentlemen, it's you know what I...
It's Dom time.
You know what? Send that to Matt. Ask him if they could possibly play it. I do like the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
It was the Alan Parsons Project, right?
Yeah. If you don't get energized, if you're a player hearing that, you know, and you probably get too energized. I mean, you're ready to run through a wall already. Okay. Henry, what's yours?
All right, partner. Keep on rolling. You know what time it is, baby.
Yeah, I would take the song Rollin' by Limp Bizkit. Like that part. Because, look, if I'm running a campaign or something, or if I'm doing something, I want to keep the momentum rolling, and I want the crowd to be fired up. What better way to get fired up than blaring some new metal over the speakers and have everyone headbanging while I walk out, you know, with peace signs like I'm Richard Nixon?
By the way, you get me another idea here, too, Henry. Take a note, send it to them. Who do I not want to follow? I don't want to follow Scott Presler.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh, no shot.
Yeah, no shot. I'm not following Scott Presler. I'm looking at the rest of the list. I don't know. I don't know if this is a Benny Johnson crowd. I don't know if they'll know him or not. Exactly sure.
No, he's big enough on the internet. Oh,
yeah, he is, but
they know Presler because of us.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the hair and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Benny Johnson's more of the really millennial audience. So yeah. I don't think, you know, they're going to really know his music
se. I don't think so. Trying to think if there's anybody else in there. Jeff Van Drew, Jack Citarelli. No, I think the only one is Presler. Don't follow Presser. Come on. Just one out of all those speakers.
The height, the hair.
The height, the hair.
Passion.
That's too much.
Can't get over it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have to lift up the mic. I'm never lifting up the mic. I'd rather
That's the thing. Yeah, if you come on after Sky, you have to bring the mic down.
Right, yeah. I'd rather stand on a box and do that. All right. 855-839-1210. Kirk, how about yours?
All right. So mine was like electric, and that was Hulk Hogan's Real American Dream.
Oh, yes.
That one brought through people to their feet.
Yes.
People were banging their heads, you know, doing the...
Yeah.
Yeah. And even with a political... that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That was young and old. I mean, you have everybody standing up, so imagine having that. That'd be awesome.
All right. I have to tell Mike Donahue and Scott and Matt Rooney, they don't have enough to do. We need all that done. We have to get it in print.
Right.
All right. 855-839-1210. Ron Jaworski, Henry, told me he can't make it because of football season to the football throw, but he wishes you luck. And they think a 40-yard throw, from how I described everything, is in the works. Didn't know about a Bridgestone ball, though. So that's okay.
All right, that's still good. I have Jaws endorsement. That's all I need behind me.
Exactly. Nice. All right, I knew that would get you. Now go out there, kid, and throw it 50 yards. All right. I just want to see if he can still throw it that far. If he can, that's
He can still throw. He can do it.
Yeah, I mean, he threw it 86, I think he said, in tryouts. That is just otherworldly. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. What would your walk-up music be? And it's pretty clear here. We're seeing, again, with this film, a couple of other things out there that we are seeing just dancing with political violence. It's in the air. I'm not saying the film intentionally did this to go after Trump. It's just landing at a time where this is so ripe and rife that it's all over the place. And Democrats will not forsake this Virginia attorney general candidate. Now we have witnesses saying, you talk to them about, if cops get shot, then civilians won't get shot as much. This guy is demented. We'll play you coming up, Henry. I think we have that. We have an ad that's been, I like the one line in the ad against the Virginia attorney general that says he goes to work every day in his suit. The ad's pretty clever. We'll play that coming up. But get the calls lined up at 855-839-1210.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah! The crowd at the Seaport would go wild if Henry's comes out with that walk-up music. Yeah! More of it! Yeah!
What yeah, baby!
Or they go, what the hell's going on here? What did we come to here? All right, it's going to be a diverse, you know... age-wise, et cetera, they might recognize that from Henry's walk-up song. What's your walk-up song if you are coming to the rally? If you were speaking at the rally, I don't know if Presler has walk-up. I think he said Demi Lovato. I don't know if that's appropriate at
no.
this rally. Yeah, he did say
I forget
that.
What song it was, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work here. But fabulous event, and don't forget Mulligan's before. Make it an entire day. All right, Kirk just gave me the Cetarelli campaign, green eggs, and Taylor ham. I'll save it, though, because we got a little time crunch here before we get to a big interview with Ennis Freedom. But it is very well done, particularly the closing lines are beautifully written. I don't know if they have a poet over there right. of fractured rhymes with the Cetarelli campaign, but it is very well done. All right, let's go to Richard, Cincinnati, Ohio. Hey, Richard, good afternoon.
Who wouldn't want to come down to the walking music of Living in America sung by James Brown? And I would love to see you, Dom, to come down the steps dressed like Apollo Creed did in Rocky IV.
All right, thank you. You know what I love about James Brown, too? All-time great entertainer. The sweat. When he gets going, the sweat, and they have to come out with a towel, yeah. Toweling down the whole thing. Oh, my God.
The sweat.
You know, we used to use that as bumper music, Bill O'Reilly, the radio show, because I filled in like 50 times. He loved the James Brown Living in America. I think they used it as the theme at the beginning. All right, so you heard Henry's rendition. What do you think would work? Hit us with that. Joe of Columbus, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom.
Afternoon.
Dom, this song, especially this time of year, the anticipation it builds and just the fervor that it builds up to, especially when Joe Torre would walk out to the mound,
yep.
signal out to the right center field wall, the gates would open up and out would come Mariano Rivera, and you knew it was off to never, never land. And that was never standing.
Yep. He didn't have the pyrotechnics of our guy, the Phillies now, but he's the most effective of all time, without a doubt.
Oh, but Tom, you know, I went to watch a Notre Dame-Virginia Tech game a few years back at Virginia Tech, and that's their walk-in music, the Virginia mm-hmm. Tech's. And that whole stadium flexes up and down with that. You can feel the concrete bowing.
That is a great one, Joe. All right, well, we'll see you on Friday. We'll see what we come up with. I'm still sticking with Lee Greenwood here for this crowd, but Henry's is effective. All right, for years, we've been after this guy as a guest. You know the story, right? Ennis Kanter Freedom. Wouldn't say he was a star player. I think he was a starter on some teams. He was a heck of a rebounder. Bit slow in the NBA. They used all these things against him. What was his cardinal sin? Well, when he spoke out against Turkey, notorious dictator, that was, you know, shaky ground. Maybe they didn't like, oh, man, when he went after China and started wearing the sneaks with freedom on it and all that stuff, you can't say anything about communist China with the NBA, even today. He's next to talk about his love of America and his new book just out yesterday. Here's how you get in. 855. 839-1210.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. YouTube alert. YouTube.com/1210. For years, we've tried to secure, he's much in demand and he's around the world, Enes Kanter, Freedom. His new book, though, just dropped yesterday, In the Name of Freedom by Enes. And he joins us here in Philadelphia. And I'm happy to announce, at least he told Henry, that he will be making a stop here in Philadelphia. Enes, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, man. Hey, every time I come to Philly, they didn't welcome us with their open arm when I played for Boston Celtics. But
well, yeah, you know, the trouble you had, that's mild compared to how we feel about the Celtics here. Oh, my God. Yes. So, Enes, are you still playing ball? I'm asking because you want to shoot some hoops when you come here to Philadelphia. I've challenged the greatest
in the world. I'm still in good shape, man.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Okay. All right, Henry, yep. Set that match up that I told you about. Remember, he has to spot me 50 in a game of 49.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, Enes, great book, great story. I read an excerpt to our listeners today about being inspired to be an American. For those that don't remember, talk about the initial difficulties you had and, boy, you know, trying to play basketball at a high level and having to have armed guards with you. So it was who was in charge? Was it Erdogan was in charge of Turkey at that point?
Yeah. So Erdogan has been in power since, I don't know, since the day I was born, I guess, almost. You know, he's been in charge for 21 years, I believe. But unfortunately, him and Kim Jong-un was the only one that has not lost an election yet somehow. No, it's been very sad, man, because Turkey was a democratic country before Erdogan. But now this guy literally destroyed the whole country. There is no freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of expression. And many journalists are in jail, and many media outlets are shut down just because of they don't think the same way that Erdogan thinks.
So your dad, too. I mean, the sacrifice you made in this to be speaking out when your dad – was your dad still there when you first started to use your platform in the NBA around this?
You know, people keep talking about me losing my basketball career or losing tens of millions of dollars, but that was nothing compared to losing my family. I wanted to stand up for the things that are happening in Turkey, and I have not seen my family almost 11 years now. And they put my dad in jail. They fired him. My sister went to medical school for 6 years, and she still cannot find a job. And my little brother was getting kicked out of every team. Freedom comes with a sacrifice. Without a sacrifice, there is no freedom. And unfortunately, when you are fighting against a dictatorship, the hardest thing that you're going through is what your family is going through. So it's tough, man, because, like I said again, this is my family, most important thing for me, but I haven't seen them for 11 years.
Yeah, absolutely. So how does this then pivot to even a bigger trial? I mean, Turkey, despite your family certainly, and you and your personal freedom, I mean, teams were afraid they might attempt to kidnap you, right?
So I now have a bounty on my head, $500,000. I mean, now I have to live with that the rest of my life, and everywhere I go, I have to let FBI know where I'm going all time. And when I had a conversation with the American government, they gave me a list. I am now only allowed to travel to 29 countries in the world, because if I go to another country and that country has an extradition deal with Turkey, they have to send me back to Turkey. And I have 12 arrest warrants in Turkey for me. But I think the toughest one was the bounty. I remember I was having a conversation with some of our politicians in DC, and I asked a very simple question. I was like, how can a dictatorship like Turkey put a bounty on American citizen head in US soil? Please, someone explain that to me. No one had any kind of answers. How could you answer that? It feels weird, man. It feels weird to
Well,
just.
yes, but I thought that from what we know, Brian Fitzpatrick is a champion of yours. That's the guy Weaver, the congressman. Do you have allies in the country that are? I didn't know you still had a bounty on your head and no relief as an American citizen. You're exact. Well, you know, part of the politics, you know this better than anyone. Turkey, even though you wouldn't think is a superpower, where it's located, the strategy with Europe, et cetera, as you know. People want to stay in the good graces of Turkey.
No, I do want to give a shout out to Brian Fitzpatrick, because he has been helping me to so many things. But I mean, you are right, man. I mean, America needs Turkey. Turkey is a NATO ally. But like, the confusing thing is, like, Turkey does not act like a NATO ally. Turkey buys S-400s from Russia. They shake hands with Putin. They shake hands with Khomeini, Iran. And the crazy thing is, they give passports to some of these terrorist groups out there, like Hamas, like Muslim Brotherhood, like Hezbollah. And these are all documented on internet. You literally can go and look at it. So I'm confused, man. How can a NATO ally can work with these terrorist groups out there and actually gives them passports so they can go in and out of European countries? How can a NATO ally actually threatens the whole Europe and says, if you don't listen to what I have to say, I'm gonna let all the refugees go to Europe? So I'm confused.
No, you hit it right. What you're suggesting is exactly why they get away with what they do. The pivot point. Now you're an activist and basketball player. Because of all this, you start talking about China. Oh my goodness. And you start with the freedom and all that. Who did NBA players criticize you? Did LeBron James criticize you?
So I do want to give a huge credit to NBA when I was fighting against the dictatorship in Turkey. Adam Silver, the commissioner, supported me, my teammates, and all my, the coaches supported me. As soon as I started to talk about the problems that are happening in China, that support was nowhere to be found. You know why? Because they don't make a lot of money in Turkey, but they make billions of dollars in China. More people watch NBA. More people watch NBA in China last year than American population. So think about the numbers. Think about the endorsement deals, TV deals. So it's a hypocrisy, man. It's sad to see how can the biggest dictatorship in the world, like China, can pressure an 100% American-made organization like NBA and fire a U.S. citizen. I mean, look what happened with Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey, now I believe he's the GM of the
Sixers.
Sixers.
Hey, by the way, he's wrecking us, but I know what you're going to say. All he did was say free Hong Kong, and the world almost ended.
The NBA have lost $150 million for just because of Daryl Morey tweeted about staying with Hong Kong. But you know what? I do want to give him a credit because when I was talking about these issues happening in China, he called me. He said, listen, they made me took my tweet down. They made me apologize. They made me say some things that I didn't want to say, but you don't apologize. You don't take your tweet down. Keep going. So that gave me so much hope. And also that shows the hypocrisy of the NBA because NBA and Adam Silver said, oh, we have Daryl Morey's back. He can say whatever he wants. But yeah, behind the curtains, they were pressuring him to apologize and says that, oh, he's not educated enough. Oh. It's hypocrisy, man. And you know what? Someone has to expose it.
You know, you are still espousing great American values and freedom. What is your life like, though? You mentioned the bounty's still there. I mean, wherever you go, you need security. How do you live? How do you make an income? How does that work?
Well, I have now a panic button next to my bed. And FBI said, whenever you feel uncomfortable, push that button and we'll be there in 2-3 minutes. And I have to live with the panic button right next to my bed. I'm now only allowed to go to 29 countries in the world. Mm-hmm. I have to live with a bounty on my head. I haven't seen my family 11 years. But you know what? That comes with it. I know it's going to sound crazy, but the day I started to criticize China, my agent called me and he said, listen, man, I work for you. I don't work for the NBA. If you say another word, you're not going to play basketball ever again. You're 29 years old. You're going to lose, you know, $45 to $50 million. And not only that, you're going to lose your career. You can't play another 6 years in this league. These are the things that I have wow, to go through when you, if you want to stand up for the things.
It is inspirational. So I got to know, though, you played for the Celtics. I followed you. I know the stuff they started to say, you can't play defense and all that, when the NBA was coming after you. Who were the couple of the players that you played against? I see Steph Curry in your book that are otherworldly. Who is it that we should know? Because, you know, I can't play NBA basketball. Well, stop.
Let me just answer you this. Let me just answer you this first. Before the year before Boston Celtics, I played for Portland Trailblazers, and my average was double-double, 11 points, 11 rebounds.
I know it was. Yeah.
So, like, literally 4 months later, they're telling me I forgot how to play basketball. Come on, man.
You're an all-time great rebounder.
This is crazy.
You are a great rebounder because of your relentlessness, your eye for the ball, et cetera. And in the NBA, that is a real talent. Anybody that averages double figures in rebounds, that's who I want on my team.
Come on, man. I mean, people are saying that defense. Look at James Harden. I don't want to call out names, but look at Jokic.
That's right.
Look at Jokic. Look at so many other great players.
Yes, yes, exactly right. You nailed it.
I don't want to call out any names, man.
Come on. Give us some more. Go ahead.
I mean, look, listen. That was the game plan. Like when we play against James Harden, the Jokic, just attack him. You know, that was our like pick and roll all day, you know?
Sure.
When we play against, I don't know, I'm just trying to think who else is out there. Like someone like Ben Simmons. I know that
he is in Philadelphia. We are actively anti, but you will do so well here in Philadelphia when you come. Say those two things you just said. Do you have any idea, Ennis, when you'll be coming to Philadelphia?
I think the next couple of months because I'm doing like a lot of signing days.
Okay.
So I will definitely come for sure.
Okay. How can we find that? Well, who should we? I'll put you on hold with my producer. And again, we want to come and meet you and talk with you.
I'll send you my number.
Yeah. I'll put you on hold with them. And again, In the Name of Freedom, it's out there all over the place, and I'm sure you're signing books, et cetera, and hopefully here in Philadelphia. Thank you. Thanks for your, not just courage, but resilience to be able to endure all this and continue on. And we want to meet you here and honor you in Philadelphia when you come.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Ennis. If you guys get that and get the number, Henry, and we'll go from there. Wow. James Harden and Ben Simmons. Oh, my God. Send that cut down next door to WIP. I'm glad he was critical, too. I thought he was going to say some great players, but yeah, he's right. All of a sudden, the NBA said, nah, you can't play defense. You're too slow. You average 11 rebounds. I'd love to get your reaction. Thanks to Henry on this. This has been a dogged search to get Enes Freedom on over the years. And you heard his story. And what is he most happy about in a life that's difficult because of all this? Being an American citizen. Yep. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Okay, it is Dom time. If you missed some of that with Enes Kanter, we will have it up on Twitter. Wanted to play, Henry, then we'll take some calls here. Harry Anton on CNN calls him as he sees him. He's a pollster, and he knows how to put a spin on it. But he talked about the fact that now, what a turnaround, that there is... I'm not going to X, which I don't call. I'm not going to Twitter for my news. That part's bad. But that Republicans have left the mainstream media and they're going to someplace else. It used to be liberals sort of were on Twitter. Here's what Harry Enton said.
Much of a surprise.
No, not at all. Specifically Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you've noticed a shift here.
Oh, I would think so. I think there are a lot of folks who have been on Twitter and may have realized, wait a minute, there seem to be a lot more Republicans in my feed, especially since Elon Musk took over. And oh my goodness gracious, what a tremendous monumental shift on the regular news consumers on Twitter/X. You go back to 2021, the party ID margin. Democrats were 37 points more likely, you're 37 points more likely to be a Democrat on Twitter or X than a Republican. Jump ahead to this side of the screen. It's completely changed around. Oh, my goodness gracious. Now it's a 14-point lead for Republicans on Twitter/X. We're talking about a 51-point shift in the margin. And John and I were talking about it just before. You can see it with your own eyes. This is polling reflecting what you're seeing in the social media real world, where all of a sudden, John, you just see a lot more Republicans in your feed.
I like.
All right. So that part, I think, is accurate and brilliant. That is a big change. The part, the way it was built in the beginning about that's where they get their news and all from Twitter. Come on now. That can't be.
Come on. Over half of Twitter is bots.
Right. Yeah. So, it's
your favorite news source might not even be a real person.
Exactly. And it's sensationalistic, even if it is a real person. There's no boundary. There's nothing there that you're going to believe. I think people that are more conservative, is it Fox News? Is it talk radio? Do they have a local source that they still can go to? Here, the Philadelphia Inquirer fails and all that. And next hour, I want to talk about something we usually don't. The Art Museum is making an all-out effort to win back people since COVID, and they're actually opening up to a pretty famous person to feature him, and the Philadelphia Inquirer has nothing but attacks for this person. It's in today's Inquirer what the Art Museum is doing. And I've been to the Art Museum maybe 10 times, I'd say. There's a lot of stuff there. Philadelphia, and they've even changed the name of it. Let me take another on the side question. The Earl of Tacony. All right, Earl, what's your walk-up music?
My walk-up music or your walk-up music?
Oh, okay. Well, either one. If it's, yeah.
Well, your walk-up music would obviously have to be Neil Diamond.
Love Neil Diamond. That's right.
Wait, when you walk up in your tracksuit or your shorts, I'm sorry, Reverend Blue Jeans.
The blue jean thing is worse than any of these memes that have stuck about me, the blue jean thing.
It's ongoing.
I do have black denim jeans for Friday, a little change.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I thought I'd have to sing it in order to earn points.
That's okay.
You can if you want.
You can, yeah.
I don't know if they have it queued up or not, but, money talks. It don't sing and dance, and it can walk. Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans, babe.
Very nice. All right. Ro and I go, they don't have it. I don't know why they didn't have it in North Wildwood this year, but they used to bring in free entertainment. One was a Village People cover band, and the people are screaming at them, they're not going to do it until the end. And the instant they did it, when they got to the last chorus of YMCA, these people that bring their own beach chair are lifting the chair. They're half in and half out to get out of there.
Yeah.
With Neil Diamond, it was Sweet Caroline. Oh, God. Of course. And the tension. Hey, it's a great night here. Now we're going to do this from Neil Diamond. This is one of his hidden gems. And they start screaming that. And then they want to go. I don't know how artists deal with that tension when they have one, you know, catchphrase song.
Yeah.
And they go through all these others. What do you do?
I mean, you got to save it for the end. You got to keep people in the seats.
Yes, but they're screaming at you the whole time.
Just ignore it.
And Mangelmarsh says, Dom, no black jeans. It's so 80s.
Well, Dan's my fashion consultant on this. We think it worked perfectly when I wore it to that gravy sauce debate that was a politics and pints with four hosts.
Powdered wigs and blue jeans or black jeans.
Okay. Oh, well, the Phillies tonight are showing you they still have fight and heart, and they are wearing the powder blue, which I think is good versus the dumb road uniform for them.
Yeah, I like like the powder blues better.
Yeah, and they're going to wear that tomorrow night too. And a little bit, it didn't happen, thank God, but I think Bryce Harper is handling it pretty well. His fourth child, wife gave birth. I was going to explain, suppose it was a little bit later, what would happen? And you got to play in L.A. All that in a big 1 o'clock hour. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.